going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, I'm going to let producer Tim lock and load the phone calls. We're going to try a Friday final call in hour 800-905-0989, which, by the way, is also the text line. I'm going to try to read that more heavily during the hour two for those who don't have time to call 800-905-0989. And anything we've talked about this week is on the table. So 800-905-0989. You can text me. As well, Lee. Okay, while he does that, we're really getting a look at the left's agenda this week when it comes to indoctrinating kids. And remember how this started? Because we've seen this right here in the Upstate. Well, you know, the books that have sexually perverted things in them, and I don't care if it's gay sex or straight sex. I don't want it in there. I don't want it in the kids section. I don't want it there. It doesn't belong there. We don't need to be talking about this with children. Those are adult activities. And you know, one of those books that we argued about here, just in, you know, even in the Upstate, I read it, Lee. I mean, I'm a married woman. I have 3 kids. And there was a description of something. I was like, I didn't know that you could.
Okay.
I mean, like, I never thought to.
Yeah.
Wow. And well, it was 2, like, 15-year-old boys in the book. Kids don't need to.
No. Well, it's just like.
And with pictures.
Out, this is not age appropriate.
No.
The availability and the discussion of the subject matter is not age appropriate. This is nothing about disappearing certain people of certain activities or any of the other claims that we're getting from the left. This is about age appropriate material. And no one is taking away anyone's First Amendment rights. Those books don't need to be in libraries that children have access to. They can be in public libraries in the adult section if you want them to. No one is banning books. They're simply saying that this is inappropriate material for children of certain ages. And I'm sorry, these parents that are objecting to this have every right to do so.
Well, it started there. Then we moved on to the Supreme Court case this week.
Oh, yeah.
No parent opt-out on religious basis or any other for, this is not sex ed, okay, in the Baltimore school system. This is English. This is literature. Pro-LGBT books. Q books that once you read them, and there were several examples of what was in the school system, it's pure liberal propaganda. Yes, you can be a boy if you were born a girl. Yes, you can change your name and that makes you a different sex. Yes, this is not science. This is pure liberal propaganda, right? And they wanted to force parents, as a condition of attending a public school that they are forced to pay for with the tax base, your children has to sit through those classes. We're not going to tell you. They got to read it because it's English. No opt-out.
I wonder if there would be an opt-out if the Holy Bible were used as a piece of literature in an English class.
Oh, and you better believe there
would. You go into Deuteronomy, Leviticus, several other passages, I think, that—
the horror.
You know, go into the New Testament. And I wonder if there would be an opt-out for that.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yes, and the Bible actually did have a huge impact on Western civilization, you know, literature, things like that. You know, that would be a very legitimate thing to study in school from even a, like, Western history perspective, not a religious perspective. But no, forget that. Okay, so there we are. Where is the left now? Okay, let's go to Colorado to see what they're up to. This is just to give you an idea of where they're going. Colorado University Boulder sponsoring a, I kid you not, kids sex camp for 9 to 15-year-olds. How this doesn't end in a lawsuit, I don't know. But apparently they feel that this will enrich your child. They have hired people to go neighborhood to neighborhood dropping off flyers for it. Take a listen. This is Sharona Bishop, freaked out parent.
So in Colorado, people who live there understand that that state is under siege by the worst form of degenerates under Jared Polis, the head of the Governors Association of the country. So what are they doing now? His hometown, Boulder, Colorado, is partnering with CU Boulder and the Renee Crown Wellness Clinic. They're at CU Boulder to put on a literal sex camp for kids. These are kids who have just come out of fourth grade. Right. It's kids who are going fifth grade to, I think they said basically 9 years old to 15 years old. They're putting on a summer sex camp. Don't worry, it's free because CU Boulder and the Crown family are going to fund it. What are they going to be talking about? Gosh, they're going to cover sexy talk with your 9 year olds. They're going to talk about everything that your body does. They're going to talk about the things that you don't learn in school. But the problem with Colorado is you learn everything in school. You learn gay sex in school now. You learn every form of positive, affirming sexual contact there is out there in Colorado public schools now, thanks to comprehensive sex education. So I'm not really sure what else they could possibly teach kids.
Well, actually, she did get to that. Listen to what is on the menu for sex camp. Week-long, can you imagine sending your nine-year-old a week-long sex camp? Does your nine-year-old, when my kids were nine, if I was like, do you want to go to sex camp for a week? They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
No. They didn't care about that. They're nine, they're 10, they're like, they don't care. Listen to what they're teaching.
What they're saying is they're going to be teaching these children their body. They're going to be teaching them non-binary, LGBTQ, social cues, the bodies of others, and so much more. Oh, excuse me. That's right. How to pleasure themselves in many different ways. What is going on in Colorado? And why would the regents at CU Boulder put up with this? Ray Scott is a new regent in Colorado. Why are they allowing this filth? This is called grooming. This is potentially has the ability to turn into sexual assault and sexual misconduct on minors. What's going on in Colorado that they feel so emboldened to put out flyers to the neighborhoods affirming a free sex camp where they're going to teach your kids every single part of anything they could possibly think about?
Yeah, that she makes an excellent point. If you as an individual were talking to a 9-year-old about this type of activity, you would be arrested.
Yeah.
You would be charged with, you know, some type of crime. That you would be arrested for that activity. But if the state is doing it and calling it sexual education, oh, that's perfectly fine.
Remember what Colorado is, too, because they have now passed through the House and they have the votes to pass in the Senate. They just haven't had it yet. This new law that says... This is for child custody cases. If you do not go with the gender your child chooses, affirm the gender, use their pronouns, and if they want to change their name, that too, if you don't go along with that, it will affect your ability to get custody. You'll be considered hostile to the needs of the child, and it could even affect the amount of time that you're allowed to spend with your children in the custody agreement. Because again, it will... you'll be considered like that's a hostile act to your child. So you have to affirm, you have to go along with it. If they want to take the sex hormones, cross sex hormones, got to go along with that too. You never see a kid again. It's basically what it is. Colorado, same state. So you can see, can you see the outlines of where they're going?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Get like a little clearer. By the way, that is along with what we have other states like Washington, California, Minnesota doing in various shape and form in their laws, where if an adult can get the kid from South Carolina to that state, the state takes custody and continues the gender transition. And the person who kidnapped the child, because it is kidnapping, does not get arrested, can't be arrested in the state. So they've got the indoctrination over here, sex camp on the government's dole if you want it, sponsored by your local university in Boulder. Very exciting. Going door to door with flyers recruiting for sex camp, 9 to 15. And then you got the law waiting for you. On the other hand, you adopt the pronouns. Dad doesn't like it. Then dad doesn't get to see you anymore. If these people ever get real power, I can't imagine what it would be like